I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Hello, friends. Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. The episode you're about to listen to was originally released in 2018, when life and my recording equipment was a lot simpler. It's been fixed up best it can and is being re-released as we wait for lockdowns to lift. Thank you so much for sticking around, and I hope you enjoy this episode of Humanity's Last Hope.
Good evening. I'm Lisa Gallo. Thank you for joining us on Tomorrow Today. There's no point in putting it off. Things are looking pretty bleak. Our international communication networks are down, the sky is already growing dark, and every conceivable indicator suggests it is only a matter of time before the ash clouds roll over Australia, putting us all into an unending night where we will either die instantly in the heat, suffocate, or eventually freeze to death. One unusual question that is being asked: what of the 5 brave Australians currently stationed on Mars? These 3 men and 2 women left several years ago to pursue the future of mankind off planet Earth. They may be the last hope for humanity. We leave you now, in the last few minutes before our station goes off air, with a replay of an interview with Commander Andrea Shepherd, who led and continues to lead Australia's mission on Mars. Enjoy. And may God have mercy on us all.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm sitting here with Dr. Commander Andrea Shepherd, who is about to embark on the adventure of a lifetime. Andrea, may I call you Andrea?
That's fine.
Andrea, I've interviewed scientists before, but never one so pretty. And you also have the honour of being Australia's first female base commander on Mars.
I'm the first base commander at all. There isn't even a base yet. I'll be building the base, of which I will be the first base commander.
Oh, terrific. Now, this is a big mission that you're going on.
That's right. There are currently no plans to return to Earth.
Wowee. Do you get to take much luggage?
Do you mean personal effects?
If you like.
We've been given a 30-kilogram allowance, but that doesn't include...
Well, that's not a lot of shoes.
No. Clothing issued is part of uniform, so that isn't included in the personal effects. I've used mine mainly for family photos, sentimental keepsakes...
Makeup?
No, I haven't packed any makeup.
Well, there's still time to duck into town and grab yourself a little mascara, or whatever it is you ladies wear. Now, on a slightly different topic.
Please, yes.
In Star Wars, Princess Leia, played by Carrie Fisher, did not wear a bra because, according to George Lucas, there is no underwear in space. Wearing it.
Humanity's reign on Earth has ended. A cataclysmic volcanic eruption has thrown the world into darkness. The triumphs of mankind lie smothered in ash, life itself driven to the brink of extinction. But not all have perished. On the distant planet of Mars, a desperate band of Earthlings struggle onward. They are far from home and far from safe. They are... humanity's last hope.
What? Who's there? Kylie?
I am listening, Dr. Shepherd.
Is there someone at my door?
No, Dr. Shepherd.
Oh, must have dreamt it. There, that! What was that, Kylie?
I'm sorry, Dr. Shepherd. I do not understand the request.
What was that?
I'm sorry, Dr. Shepherd. I do not know what you were referring to.
I definitely heard something. Kylie!
I am listening, Dr. Shepherd.
Where did that sound come from?
I'm sorry, Dr. Shepherd. I do not know what sound you are referring to.
What's the point of having you?
I am an artificial intelligence designed to assist in day-to-day organization.
Stop, Kylie. Stop.
Yes, Dr. Shepherd.
So fucking pointless.
If you are unhappy
no,
with the service...
No, stop. I'm going back to sleep. Wake me at the usual time.
Yes, Dr. Shepherd.
Good
Good morning, Andrea.
Morning.
Morning.
How did everyone sleep last night?
I had a good night's sleep.
Fine. Unremarkable.
I got woken up in the middle of the night by a weird sound.
What sort of weird sound?
It sounded like banging.
Woo! Get it, girl!
No, like a knocking, like... but louder. Sort of echoey. It was weird.
It's not that weird.
Was it someone at your door?
No, it only happened a couple of times, but it was loud enough to wake me up.
Get Kylie to listen to it. Kylie?
I am listening, Dr. Fisher.
Listen back to all audio from Andrea's room last night and analyze.
Yes, Dr. Fisher.
Already did that. She didn't hear anything. Useless.
Worth a shot.
It's not important. I just thought I'd check in case someone sleepwalks or something.
I don't. Not since I was little.
I sleep cry sometimes.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up with tears on my pillow.
Probably drool.
Gross. I do not drool.
It's not gross. It's natural. I drool on my pillow all the time.
Gross.
I wear a retainer at night.
Nobody else heard it? The knocking?
Nope.
No.
I have the results of the analysis, Dr. Fisher.
That's not necessary.
What did you find, Kylie?
Of audio tracked within Dr. Shepherd's quarters, there appear to be 3 hours and 37 minutes of nature documentary series, The Limits of Man, featuring celebrity nature documentarian Dr. Dane Quinlan.
Is that the one where he swims in the fjords in a Speedo?
Yes.
Oh, Andrea.
Is this Speedo guy your porn, Andrea?
No, he's more like...
because if you want some hot porn feature and ripped dudes...
I do not.
I can hook you up.
Why?
Why not?
You're not gay.
It wouldn't matter if he were. Ben is entitled to whatever pornography he prefers.
Thanks, Kelsey.
As long as none of the adults involved were exploited in any way.
Heaven forfend.
But he's not gay. Why would he have dude porn?
Simon, sexuality, like life, is a journey. We could never be 100% certain where it will lead us. I was not prepared to take the risk of winding up gay, 55 million kilometers away from Earth, and with an inadequate supply of entertainment. It's the same reason I brought all 425 episodes of the Teletubbies.
Because you might be gay?
In case something happened and I ended up with the childlike wonder of a toddler. My point is, Andrea, you let me know what you're into and I'll sort you out.
She's into older, emotionally unavailable intellectuals.
Hot. I have some daddy porn with your name on it.
You can all shut the hell up. The only one being sensible about this assignment.
Yeah, and I'm neurotic as fuck.
Let's just drop the subject, okay?
Okay.
Of course.
Would you like me to complete analysis of audio?
No.
Yes.
Remaining audio contains approximately 4 hours of silence and 3 hours and 15 minutes of light respiratory vibrations.
Respiratory vibrations?
Otherwise known as snoring.
Oh, Andrea, were you woken up by your own snoring?
No.
A lot of people snore. It's very common.
I do not snore.
Kylie, does Andrea snore?
Yes. Dr. Fisher, Dr. Shepherd does snore.
The AI never lies.
I'm telling you, there was knocking.
But not at your door.
Not according to Kylie.
So if it wasn't at your door and there's no record of it in your room...
oh, it must have been outside.
Ooh, maybe it was Dr. Firth.
Kelsey, Dr. Firth is dead.
We don't know that.
He walked off into the Martian sunset. He left a note.
Which just said he would be sometime. That could mean anything.
It's accepted international code for I'm committing suicide.
He wouldn't. He was a grounded spiritual man.
What? No, he wasn't.
He was. I knew from the moment I met him. Excuse me, Dr. Firth?
Yes?
I saw that the final crew list had been decided and thought I should formally introduce myself. I'm Kelsky Kotovsky. I'll be serving as geologist on the mission.
Ah, Dr. Kotovsky. It's terrific to finally meet you. I've heard much about you. I'm Richard Firth.
Please, call me Kelsky.
And you must call me Richard. I've heard that you're much more than the geologist on board. I heard you'll be serving as our social media representative.
That's right. It's just a silly little side project.
Don't be so humble. Such a skill is one to be admired. The world's spins on the axis of communication and network building. Why, you may be the nerve center of the entire team.
Thank you, Richard. I hope that my sharing of our mission may inspire others.
And share you must, for there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you.
Maya Angelou!
Indeed! My favorite quote of hers.
Mine is, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude.
Wonderful. She truly was a remarkable woman.
I completely agree.
Now, please excuse me, Kelsey. I have to ascend to heaven on a ray of light.
Of course.
Goodbye, Kelsey. May we meet again in the next world.
Goodbye, Richard. Goodbye. Goodbye. Ben, you ruined the end of my story.
Correction. I fixed the end of your story. It was super boring.
Says you that is mean and rude.
That didn't happen.
Of course it didn't. Even I know Dr. Firth wasn't raptured.
I mean the rest of it. The part that you told. It didn't happen either.
It did. That's exactly like the first time we met.
As if.
It's true.
Really? That's word for word what your first meeting was like.
Not word for word. But as the great Maya Angelou said, people will forget what you said. People will...
pregnancy hormones getting the better of you?
Oh, sick burn, Andrea.
What? No. I don't even know if I am that way.
You haven't taken the test yet.
Say the word and I'll start mucking around with your urine.
Gross.
Why haven't you done the test yet, Kelsey?
Yeah, I want to know if I'm going to be a daddy.
Never mind, I withdraw the question. All right, let's get to work.
We haven't finished breakfast.
I'm the commander, I said get to work. Breakfast is over. Kelsey, I have a special job for you today.
Absolutely. What did you have in mind?
I want you to sit in your room and make a list of all the ways that Dr. Firth may have died.
Andrea!
Lucky.
It's for your own good. Dismissed.
Get aboard that train, Betty.
Not without you, Johnny.
I'm not going anywhere. Not until you're out
but
of the country.
But they belong
here.
Together.
No, Johnny, no. What about all those promises we made?
What was that?
I did promise.
Kylie, pause movie.
Yes, Dr. Blum.
What was that noise?
I'm sorry, Dr. Blum. I do not know what noise you are referring to.
It's just like Andrea said. Kylie, what's the time?
It is 1:13 in the morning, Dr. Blum.
Continue movie.
Yes, Dr. Blum.
Keep you safe.
Johnny, no!
You'll get on that train or I'll put you there myself.
Haven't I been good to you?
Pause movie.
Yes, Dr. Blum.
What was that? What was that banging noise?
I'm sorry, Dr. Blum. I do not know what banging noise you are referring to.
The AI can lie. The AI can lie!
While it is possible for me to extrapolate incorrect conclusions based on data provided, I cannot lie, Dr. Blum.
She's lying about lying. Oh, God! Morning.
Morning!
Hiya.
It's a bit early to call a meeting, isn't it, Simon? I haven't even brushed my hair.
It looks good.
Trey, shit.
This is urgent. Something happened last night.
Did you drool?
I caught Kylie lying.
What?
I caught Kylie lying.
What did he say?
He said, I caught Kylie lying.
You stay out of this.
What? What do you mean?
Kylie can't lie. She can extrapolate incorrect conclusions.
No, damn it. She lied.
Explain, Simon. Stop being so yourself and explain.
I intend to. I was watching a movie when
What was the movie?
Ben.
1958's Remember Me Fondly, starring Robert G. Agnew and Loretta Laverne.
I love that movie. So romantic.
No, I haven't seen it. I've seen the porn version, Remember Me Fondly.
Ugh, of course you have.
And the horror version, Dismember Me Finally. Based on that, I would say, yes, a very romantic movie.
Is this important to the story?
So, I was watching the movie when I heard banging.
Woo! Get it, girl!
Knocking. Just like you heard, Andrea.
Are you sure?
Yes.
What did Kylie say?
She said she didn't hear it. Just like with you. Well, she was lying. We both heard it. Kylie must be lying.
But are you sure you heard it? Because I'm pretty sure I dreamt it.
But I heard it too.
But did you...
Why don't you believe me? Why are you all looking at me like that?
Kelsey.
Yes?
Explain to him. Go on.
What?
Simon, while you are a great guy and we know you wouldn't make up stories...
No, I wouldn't.
You are also quite suggestible.
Suggestible?
It is possible that you heard Andrea's story, absorbed it, and in your desire to make Andrea feel better...
Because that's his motivation.
Your brain told you that you were hearing things.
That's preposterous. I feel like I'm being gaslighted by the computer.
Gaslight. Another great old movie. Love the porn version, Asslight, and the horror version, Gas Knife, and the musical version, Gaslight, the musical.
What's a gas knife?
Oh boy, it's the stuff of nightmares.
I am not making it up. And in the spirit of all this be nice and listen to each other bullshit that's been going on, I demand to be taken seriously.
Fair enough. We'll take you seriously.
Thank you, Andrea.
Do you remember what time you heard this banging?
Woo!
Ben.
Sorry.
It was 1:13 in the morning. I asked Kylie what noise did I just hear, and she
Dr. Blum, I do not know what noise you are referring to.
Yes, exactly.
Is that the exact message she said to you, Andrea?
Yes, more or less.
You guys.
What?
You've got to ask the right questions. Simon, how many knocks were there?
Three. Three distinct bangs.
Please be an adult about this.
Knocks then.
Kylie.
I am listening, Dr. Fisher.
Do you have a record of three distinct knocks between, I don't know, 1 and 1:30 in the morning in Simon's room?
I do not have a record of a sound matching that description between the time provided coming from inside Dr. Blum's quarters.
What about from outside Dr. Blum's quarters?
I have 3 recorded incidences of a sound matching that description between the time provided coming from outside Dr. Blum's quarters.
Ha! See?
Don't know why you're celebrating. This is my victory.
Kylie, where did that sound come from?
Recording suggests origin of sound is on the exterior of residential biodome.
Do you mean in a different biodome or...
Recording suggests origin of sound is on exterior of all established biodomes.
That's not possible.
Oh, I know.
What is it?
It could be Dr. Fern.
I don't know how many times we have to go over this. It's been weeks. He'd have no food, no oxygen. He'd freeze to death. I mean, he'd be dead 100 times over. You know this. I made you write a list detailing
it. What other explanation is there?
I'm not going to latch onto zombie as the most likely solution.
I still think it's possible that he found a way to survive.
And then decided to announce his return by infrequently knocking on the outside of the base. Oh, get real, Kelsey. Dr. Firth was hardly the type to muck around like that. He was a serious person. Dr. Firth, I'm Dr. Andrea Shepherd.
Dr. Shepherd.
Andrea's fine.
Andrea, call me Richard. Great to finally meet you. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Thank you, Richard. I must say, it's exciting to have you as part of the team. Your findings with DeepMind were most enlightening.
Likewise. I was reading up on some of your work at BAE Systems. Impressive.
Ugh, can you not humble brag in a flashback?
Yeah, it's pretty obnoxious.
That's how professionals communicate. It's done out of mutual respect for each other's work. He was a great member of the team and a great employee.
Right up until the moment he killed himself.
Justifiable, given the circumstances. Some days I envy his quick decision-making, usually after a conversation with one of you.
Andrea!
Not you, Kelsey.
Oh! Thank you.
Occasionally, you.
I don't think I remember the first time I met Dr. Firth. He didn't make much of an impression.
That's surprising. You're usually so quick to judge.
That's more your thing, Andrea.
Thank you.
Simon is more into saying gross or ugh.
All the damn time.
Oh, shut up. Leave me alone.
Can we please not argue?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun.
Simon, what do you remember of your first meeting with Dr. Firth?
Well... Rosemary, I think you're being unreasonable. No, I will not listen to what you have to say because what you have to say is childish. No, you take it back. No, you take it back.
Excuse me?
Huh? What?
Hi,
Just a second. No, I am not talking to you. I'm putting the phone down and you can either wait patiently or hang up. Either way, I don't give a rat's ass.
I'll come back later.
No, it's fine. Hello, hiya. I'm Simon.
The biochemist. Yes, I know. I'm Richard Firth. I'm the engineer and roboticist.
Yes, very cool job. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Sorry for the phone. It's, you know, my wife. Separated.
Ah.
Complicated.
Of course.
And this whole Mars thing, a mess.
Oh?
She doesn't want me to go.
It's a tough decision to make.
Thank you. It was.
I meant for all of us.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, I'll let you get back to it.
Great. Thanks. Rosemary? What? No, it wasn't a woman. No, won't. Shan't. Because I'm at work.
Even your flashbacks make you look like an asshole, and they're your flashbacks.
Hey, Rosemary and I were going through some stuff.
You've always been going through stuff.
We did have an Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton thing.
I'm just grateful Rosemary wasn't in the flashback.
Why?
You know why? That accent, it's absurd. It's offensive.
Well, she's dead now. I hope that makes you feel better.
No one is saying
a little
that.
Bit. Can we all focus on what's at hand?
Left or right?
Tonight, I'm going to stay up. I'm going to put on my spacesuit, and if that knocking happens again, I'm going to go out there and find out what it is. There has to be a reasonable explanation for what happened, and I am going to find out what that reason is.
Oh, cool.
Sounds scary.
It'll be all right, Kels. Take some deep breaths. Center yourself.
Thank you, Ben.
We don't want to place any undue stress on our baby.
Oh, God. Ben. You know, you didn't all need to stay up with me.
But what if something happened? You may need us here to support.
That's true. Thank you.
No worries.
Couldn't sleep anyway.
I feel I must point out that none of you have actually put on your suit nor volunteered to come with
me. I'm curious, not insane.
You could just order us to join you.
I could, but I'm not going to. Such is my belief that whatever is making that noise is benign and or non-existent, that I am happy to go outside alone.
You're very brave.
How will we know if the monster has arrived?
Don't call it a monster.
I've told Kylie to notify us if she hears that knocking sound anywhere around the base.
Genius! This is why you're the commander.
What'll we do? To pass the time.
I never told you about when I met Dr. Firth for the first time.
Wait, another one of these.
Go on then, tell us. What was your first meeting with Dr. Firth?
Well... Hello, Dr. Fisher?
Ah, please. Dr. Fisher is a cold case serial killer from the 80s. Call me brother.
Okay, I'm Dr. Firth.
Ah, you shall be joining us on our parlay into space, correct?
Yes, except...
Why, Dr. Firth, whatever is the matter? You've got a most peculiar shade.
Ah, my heart!
Oh no, a heart attack! Help, help!
What happened?
Andrea, Kelsey, Simon, thank God you're here. Dr. Firth has just had a heart attack.
Oh no!
Get him on the table.
I'll grab the defibrillator. Clear! Clear! His chest is opened up!
Oh my God!
It's a giant mouth!
It's bitten Andrea's arms off!
Oh boy, I wonder if that was accurate.
Ben, really?
It was a tribute to John Carpenter's The Thing. Great movie. I've also got the porn version, His Thing, and the rom-com version, The Thing About Men, and the literature version, Thing and Thingability.
Ben, when was your first nervous breakdown?
1994. Why?
Mental health is nothing to be...
Holy shit.
Dr. Shepherd, I have detected an audio event matching the description you gave me.
Yes, thank you, Kylie.
Analysis indicates that its point of origin is outside the main airlock.
Andrea, you don't have to go.
No, don't go.
We're all just a little bit freaked out by Ben's story, that's all.
I'm not.
Shut up, Ben.
What'll we do without you if you die? I won't last. I'm not built to survive that kind of trauma.
Ben, my helmet.
Sure thing, Commander.
Kylie, open internal airlock door.
Yes, Dr. Shepherd.
Kylie, close internal airlock door.
Yes. Dr. Shepherd.
Turn the radio on.
Begin depressurization.
Yes, Dr. Shepherd.
Oh, Ben, why did you have to tell that story? I feel all jittery.
Me too. I feel all jazzed up.
Everything will be fine. Right, guys? Please tell me it'll all be fine.
Of course it will, Simon. Things always work out in the
end. Except for the rest of the human race. They're all dead.
Open external airlock door.
Yes, Dr. Shepherd.
Here we go.
Close door! Kylie, close airlock!
Yes, Dr. Shepherd.
There's someone out there!
I can't believe it!
Shit.
Dr. Firth?
It is not Dr. fucking Firth for the last fucking time, Kelsey!
We're doomed! We're doomed!
Who else could it be?
Wait, there's something coming through on the radio. Some interference.
It's the thing! It's a xenomorph! It's a Skynet!
All excellent films, and I've seen the porn version of all of them. But no! If it's on a frequency, that means it can be communicated with.
They could communicate with Pazuzu in The Exorcist! That didn't mean they should've!
Guys, what's happening in there?
Shut up! Listen!
Who are you and what do you want?
I can hear you. You're coming through now.
State your name.
Finally, you can hear me. My name's Dane Quinlan.
Dane? As in Dr. Dane, the nature documentarian?
Andrea, it is you. Do you remember me?
Dane, what are you doing
That's
here?
A crazy story. Let me tell you.
Wait, let's do this indoors.
It's a trap.
Shut up, Simon. Kylie, open external airlock door.
Thanks, Dr. Katovsky. This oolong is hitting the spot.
Please, call me Kelsey.
Dane, what are you doing here? I mean, how?
You guys are all looking pretty freaked out right now.
We thought we were the last people alive after Earth, you know.
I know. Pretty unfortunate.
I don't understand. How are you here?
And how do you know Andrea?
We met at the Asia-Pacific annual Yay Science lecture series in Beijing a few years ago.
No way. You were at Yay Science Con?
Yep. Andrea and I hung out a bit.
Oh, this
oh,
is...
Oh, God.
Wait, I feel out of the loop. Did you two date?
Oh, so this is the dude you were hooking up with. Awesome. Hot.
It was an intense 8 days, but Andrea was on the program for Mars.
Super awkward, unresolved, got it.
Everyone shut up and no one talk about anything relating to my or anyone else's personal life. There are much more important questions that need to be answered.
You haven't changed, Andrea. I always admired your directness.
Dane, how are you on Mars? How are you alive?
The right place at the right time.
You aren't kidding.
You see, there was a group of scientists and climate experts headed by Dr. Bailey Rivera off the coast of Antarctica. They've been making preparations to flee Earth ever since the rumblings at the Yellowstone caldera began. We were launched as soon as the first pyroclastic cloud appeared.
Why did they bring you? You're not a scientist.
He's a natural historian, Simon.
Are historians scientists?
Shut up, Simon!
I was making a documentary about them. They were kind enough to take me with them.
Why didn't we hear from you when you arrived?
It's a big planet. We knew that there was an Australian and a US base somewhere, but we didn't have your location. Pure luck that we found you at all.
Oh?
If we hadn't come across a colleague of yours...
Dr. Firth?
Yeah, that's right.
He's alive?
No, he's dead.
Oh.
We were mapping out some territory to terraform when we came across his body. We followed his tracks, yada yada yada. I'm here.
So, you found us?
Yep.
And then infrequently knocked on the outside of our base?
There's a perfectly reasonable explanation for that. I was just heading to the strongest heat signature I could find, and I couldn't get through to you until Dr. Fisher used the radio, it seemed, and I could only stay for 10 to 15 minutes at a time before I needed to head back to our nearest outpost for oxygen.
Wow, that is perfectly reasonable.
Now that I've found you, you're all more than welcome to come back to our new base and join us. Or not, if you don't want to. I know I'd be keen for you to join us, Andrea.
I don't know what to say, Dana. I'm still in shock.
We can't just drop everything and leave.
Why not?
What about Svetlana, Valentina, Sally?
Chickens. He's talking about his chickens.
That's all right, Dr. Fisher. You can bring the chickens with you if you like.
Please, Dr. Fisher is one of the voices inside my head. Call me Daddy.
Why would I do that?
His chickens! He's very attached.
Yes, but also, no. Tell him, Kelsey.
I don't know that
she's pregnant with my child.
Necessary.
Wow, you guys have been busy.
It's a long story.
And unconfirmed. Pending test results.
We can test
it. I'll take the test when I'm ready.
Well, the whole family is welcome. Oh, speaking of family, that reminds me. Dr. Blum, here.
Radio? Why?
Simon, are you there, Simon?
What? Rosemary?
You Adam and Eve here. It's Rosie.
Andrea, what are you...
Whoa.
Andrea? I should probably explain.
No, I get it. Her voice is incredibly grating.
Right. Thank you.
I can't believe she's alive.
So, what do you say, Andrea? Would you like to come with me? Or are you all happy here in Base Irwin?
You know what, Dane? At first, I didn't think we could last. I thought we'd tear each other apart in here. But we, as a collection of broken souls, are greater than the sum of our parts. We're a team. We're a family. On the other hand, let's get the chickens and get the fuck out of here.
Yay!
Yes!
Humanity's Last Hope featured the voices of
Jacqueline Osorio as Andrea,
Matt Graham as Ben,
Rhiannon Marshall as Kelsey,
Kieran Davey as Simon,
with Miranda Selwood as Kylie.
Additional voices by
Lucy Clough,
Ethan Dean,
David Moss,
and Catherine Thorncombe. Words by Kieran Davey. Music by Andrew Chamberlain.
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here, and it's over. Again! Yes, thank you for listening to the series finale of the Humanity's Last Hope re-release. And thank you for bearing with us. We are now out of repeats and into original programming. That brings us to this episode's cross promotion! This episode is all about the Penny Peep Show. That's right, I'm cross-promoting myself. In a fortnight's time, the second series of The Edge of Infinity will be arriving. I've wanted to bring it back for a while now, and I finally got access to the full cast. Well, as much as is reasonably possible. You can find the first series of The Edge of Infinity in the archives of The Penny Peep Show, so please check them out and get prepped for a fortnight's time. How did you feel about Humanity's Last Hope coming to an end? How do you feel about The Edge of Infinity coming back? All opinions are welcome, and there are lots of ways to share them in the episode description. Thanks again for listening. See you in a fortnight's time. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.